Last year, the finals mould was broken. Until last September, of the past 56 preliminary finalists, only two had managed to get there without having finished the home and away rounds with a double chance. Port Adelaide and North Melbourne smashed that status quo with great Septembers. But half a season on, those finals campaigns are looking more like a mirage than an indicator of what was to come. After today, the Power and the Roos will both be three games outside the top four. Just making the eight is going to be enough of a battle, either needing at least seven wins from their last 11 games to even be a chance. The fact remains that if you finish beyond fourth spot, you need too many of those days in quick succession to pull off the grand prize. Against the consistency of Fremantle and Sydney and the power of a Hawthorn side starting to click into gear, for North and Port, that's simply going to be too much of an ask. North's poor second quarter against the Swans last night cost it dearly, but the Roos have also comprehensively failed their other two big tests this season against the Hawks and the Dockers. Port did beat Hawthorn, but nearly blew a 58-point lead in the process, and the Power have now won just 11 of their past 25 games. We know on their day both Port Adelaide and North Melbourne are capable of upsetting the best, but to be blunt about it, neither have nearly enough of those days. And in 2015, if you want a guide to what's going to happen at the pointy end this September, look somewhere else.